This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
4 years ago today, coalition forces launched Operation Iraqi Freedom to remove Saddam Hussein from power. They did so to eliminate the threat his regime posed to the Middle East and to the world. Coalition forces carried out that mission with great courage and skill.
President Bush, of course, speaking from the Roosevelt Room this morning, marking the fourth anniversary of the Iraq invasion. I'm joined now by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Okay, let's get back to the president's remarks on Iraq in a moment. But first, let's talk about the other story that's dominating Washington, and that's the firings of the U.S. attorneys, the ensuing fallout as well. Did the president say anything today about that?
In a word, no. The president had nothing to say about that. The president is not likely to have anything to say about it for some while, unless another crisis point should be reached. This morning at the White House, both the president's body language, the tight way that he gripped the podium in the Roosevelt Room and so on, and the attitude of presidential spokesman Tony Snow could not have been more rigid. Snow this morning, in a highly uncharacteristic moment, snapped at a reporter trying to ask a follow-up question about Iraq. He snapped, "Zip it." And he later apologized to Ed Henry of CNN, who was trying to ask a fairly normal follow-up question. So it is clearly a tense day at the White House today, and it's all about Alberto Gonzalez.
Okay. Well, Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Patrick Leahy says he wants the top officials, Karl Rove, former White House counsel Harriet Myers, to testify publicly and under oath. And the White House is supposed to say tomorrow whether or not that will happen. Ron, what's the likelihood there?
Well, we have seen the White House in the past use executive privilege when it was reluctant to have one of its innermost people go before Congress in a free form, under oath kind of situation. 3 years ago this month, it was Condi Rice, then the National Security Advisor. Of course, now she's the Secretary of State. And at that time, the subject was not Iraq. The subject was the 9/11 Commission questions about what the administration knew prior to the 9/11 attacks in 2001. And the White House did not want to break the precedent of having the NSA advisor not testify to Congress. Of course, eventually they relented. The 9/11 Commission was a bipartisan commission, and they were willing to have her go before that commission. And you may remember back 3 years ago, that was pretty dramatic testimony. A lot of things came out when she did eventually talk to that commission. So that was one example of where they tried to use executive privilege to keep a top person away, and it did not ultimately succeed. In this particular case, it's going to be a very tough argument to tell the American people that in the face of what's coming out about the Justice Department and the Attorney General, that the White House would refuse to let, for example, Karl Rove, the presidential's top political advisor, testify about what involvement he had in these firings.
Right, because in the past, they could credibly claim national security implications and questions about that. But in this case, perhaps not. Perhaps
well,
there
very hard to see.
Yeah.
Very hard to see what the national security implications would be about, for example, a voter fraud case in New Mexico or an immigration case in San Diego.
Well, you're there in Washington. What's the chatter about the future of Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general? Excuse me. We know that the president is very loyal to his senior aides. Will he or will he not step down, do you think?
Well, as Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, a Republican who's on the Judiciary Committee, said last week, this is a tough town. And so to be perfectly blunt about it, most of the talk over the weekend was people talking about which day this week Alberto Gonzalez might be gone, which day he might choose to resign or the president might have to ask for his resignation. If we're going to go to the mat here over executive privilege, it's going to have to be over some issue other than simply the saving of somebody's hide. The president needs to come up with something larger. And I think that at this point, people are expecting that if it comes to that, the president may have to give up his longtime friend, somebody that he has protected, somebody he has promoted, somebody whose career he has made, and that's, of course, Attorney General Gonzalez.
In his remarks this morning, the president talked about progress in Iraq. He cautioned again against an early pullout. Public opinion is pretty much against him on this one. Can he turn it around at this point?
It's difficult, and the best bet that he has is that General Petraeus can deliver enough progress in Baghdad in terms of providing a little more security and showing more success for the tactics that we've been adopting since we started sending new troops into Baghdad, both American forces and Iraqi forces. And there are indications, and this has been widely covered, I think, in the media, that there are some success stories to be told about this new surge. Now, of course, there's another bloody bombing today. There's much, much more to be done, as the president himself said in his remarks this morning. But if they can show some window of success, at least in Baghdad, perhaps that could initiate a process by which the president could then start to talk about a phased withdrawal. But that's about the best they can hope for in terms of turning around public opinion.
All right. Well, thank you, NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. And you can log on to npr.org to check out his column, Watching Washington. Thanks again, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.